Views expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, staff, or management. The following paid program is sponsored by Azorian. Wondering who's in your cyberspace? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Charles Tendell Show, the show where you can learn how to protect your online business and personal information. Charles Tendell is a cybersecurity consultant and ethical hacker, and he's here to answer all of your cyber concerns.
What's up, everybody? It's Peter Boyles. It's 5 p.m. Get ready for Hacked. You got problems with computers, kids are being bullied, somebody's messing with you. How about dating online? Charles Tendell forgot more about computers than most people know. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, here's Charles.
What's happening out there, interwebs, people on the internet, if you're listening to this as a podcast later on this evening, people in your cars, people out there on your phones, wherever you are, however you are listening to the show, hello and welcome. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. We're beaming to you live out there on charlestendell.com, out there on the internet, out there on Facebook. We now have the live video stream going, so if you want to watch or you've got other ways you want to otherwise interact with the show, be my guest, join the conversation, subscribe to the podcast on charlestendell.com, or check me out on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and all the other ones at Charles Tendell for Twitter, or send me an email, hacked@charlestendell.com. If you really want to get down on the app craziness, go to your favorite app store, Android, iOS, it's probably even in BlackBerry and Windows phones. If you're using one of those, you should probably switch anyway, but download the 1690 KDMT app from your favorite app store. You can send me text messages and check out the other members of the 1690 lineup. Now, I caught a bit of Connect and Collaborate as the show was spooling up. So check those guys out. They've got a lot of good things going. And then check out the other shows from the morning out there at Experience Pros, and it's all good stuff. Today's show is again something interesting. This week we've had a lot of good topics. We have a lot of good guests, a lot of people conversating. We've had we've talked about Hillary Clinton and her email server. We've talked about sexting and all these other wonderful things. So if you missed it, charlestendell.com and subscribe. Today we're talking about something that might be a little disturbing. So Donnie, what's the oldest technology you have in your house right now?
I'm thinking a tape deck or VHS.
VHS. You got a VHS or a tape deck. Now, would you rely on a VHS or a tape deck as say, would you rely on that if it was the only thing running, like your car?
No, I would have to.
Well, you'd have to be strapped with it, right? But it would be a little scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so I bring it up because apparently the U.S. is still using floppy disks to run its nuclear program. Dude, have you ever seen a floppy disk? I know you're younger than I am.
Are you talking about the big ones or like the small plastic?
The big ones, and probably some of the small plastic ones as well.
Because the big ones are old, old school.
I know. Well, I mean,
six by six, right? Like they look.
Well, it was 5.5 inch. They were 5.5 inch floppies. But, you know, you see them. I remember those were in school the first time that I saw one, and it was huge, and I used to smack my friends with it and all this other stuff. So I bring it all up because, yeah, CNN has been reporting for the last couple of days about the U.S. still using floppy disks to run its nuclear program. And this is just one of those places where it shouldn't be. It goes even further into, you know, people are using mainframes. I think it's the VA and their payroll department or whoever it is are using mainframe computers that are running on old scripts from the 70s and 80s. And it's old and archaic. And joining me on the show today is Nathan Evans. He is the managing editor of the PopZera podcast and PopZera.com. Nathan, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here, man.
Hey, Charles. What's going on? Nice to meet you, Donnie. And I should add, I'm also managing editor of the PopZera Telegraph and the PopZera Horse and Buggy.
There's a horse and buggy now?
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. No, see, unlike the U.S. government, I'm not in the Stone Age.
Ah!
It's updated. And by the way, you can't say huge. You have to say huge.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge.
You'll love it.
The silent H.
Yep.
Well, Nathan, so this is Hack. This is my show. I get to have some fun with it. I've interacted with you on other shows, on your show, even over on Computer America. So shouts out to out there to Craig Crossman and Ben Crossman. I know you guys are probably on the air right now, but hey, how are you doing? Nathan, what's new in your world, man?
Well, what's new in my world are not 3.5-inch floppies. You know, but really quick, I heard you guys talking before, and I just want to say, I'm old enough to remember wanting a 3.5-inch floppy. Like, that
oh.
was on my Commodore 64. But we actually called them hard drives or hard disks.
They weren't hard, though.
Yeah. And they weren't really floppy, though. They were sort of in between. But they were amazing because you could store a file on them, maybe two.
No, it had to be a very small file. These were in the kilobytes.
It probably was Zork. No, you know what's funny, though? Remember what Bill Gates used to say? He used to say 64 kilobits should be enough for anybody.
That's it. That's all you should need.
But what he really meant was $64 billion, which is kind of cool because I think that's the number that the reports quoted about what the government wastes $61 billion a year on this on maintaining the old equipment.
That's what they're after. I think that's the budget.
That's amazing, though. That's Medicare money. That's amazing. But it's not like you could just go down to Best Buy and just purchase from Geek Squad, like a bunch of new HP or Dells, I think. I think it's probably going to be a little more complex than that.
Well, it really shouldn't be that more complex. I mean, these are old systems, all the old legacy hardware, and I've been in a lot of environments where it makes sense to maintain some of these legacy programs, some of these legacy devices. It makes sense. But to be that far back, to be so far gone, I mean, I get it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But honestly, that's a little disturbing.
You know what, though? This explains everything. And I think without being too ideological about it, I think, first of all, let me ask you a question. You asked Donnie what the oldest thing he had in his house was. If you asked me, it would probably be like a Windows XP machine somewhere.
Because, oh, I've got you beat.
Really? Tandy?
I've got you beat. I've got a TRS-80 in my house.
Well, yeah. Okay, I owe you $5. But when you're talking about old stuff, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, we've all seen the fridges and the wash machines that are older than our grandmothers and still work great. Older stuff was made better. And let me ask you this.
It was. Well, wait, Nate, we've got to go to break. We do break on the 15s on this show, so don't go anywhere. All right, we're gonna get into this, and I have a feeling this is going to be a great show, as it always is, anytime I'm talking to you. I am on the air. This is Hack, the Charles Tendale Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. Don't go anywhere. I'm talking to a friend of mine, Nathan Evans. This is going to be a fun show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. You've all heard of fibromyalgia, the condition that amplifies painful sensations, fatigue, and mood swings. Tired of taking drugs that don't fix the problem? Well, Chronic Conditions Center of Colorado and Dr. Chris Steiner have created a program with no surgery, drugs, or injections, but with real results. Here's Crystal.
And I came to see Dr. Steiner for migraines, fibromyalgia. I have feeling back in my hands and feet. My vertigo has stopped. I'm not falling. The fibromyalgia has let up. The migraines are under control. Everything seems much better, and it is one of the best things I have ever done for myself.
Chronic Conditions Center of Colorado treats many types of chronic pain, and they have treatment programs for ADD and ADHD. Call Dr. Steiner at 303-660-2668 or visit them online at chronicconditionsco.com. That's chronicconditionsco.com.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I wanted to share some of my experiences with Go Sober. I am a business owner here in Colorado and had been thinking about going sober literally for about 4 years. One of my biggest choices about going with Go Sober was that I'm a pretty private person, and when my alcohol addiction started, it started very privately. And when my rehabilitation started with Go Sober, it allowed me to rehabilitate privately. And having the flexibility of not having to go into a treatment program, going away from my family, away from my job. The infusions allowed me to put a reset button on loving myself again. My first infusion, I could go right past that neighborhood liquor store and not even think about stopping in and grabbing a bottle of wine. What's next for me is rediscovering all those things that I've lost.
Call Go Sober at 303-827-4837 or visit their website at gosober.org. We now return to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
You know, it is Friday, so I think that means I can just let the music play out as I see fit. But it is also Friday, so we can act a fool on the show. Welcome back. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show, or should it be the show formerly known as Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show? I have no idea. I haven't really made a decision about what I'm going to call this thing, but so far Hacked has kind of stuck, and everybody keeps saying, you know, it should just be the Charles Tendell Show because it is Charles Tendell and you are Charles Tendell, so just do what you do and enjoy it. If you missed it or you didn't, you're coming in for the first half, hi, this is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. If you got questions for me or you want to get involved in the conversation, 303-632-4160 will get you on and get you involved. 303-632-4160, or go over to your favorite app store and download the 1690 KDMT app. You can shoot me a text message. You can check out all the other shows in the KDMT lineup. You can harass anyone else out there. You can send me an email to hacked@charlestendell.com. And hopefully at the end of all of this, at the later half of the show, I will be trying to get to the emails that I've received earlier in the week addressing a couple of people and your scams or your problems online. So I apologize for not having gotten to that sooner. My guest today is Nathan Evans. He is the managing editor of, what was it, the Horse and Buggy? Now, because we're gonna have Flashback Friday.
The whale oil and submergible.
Submersible. Yeah, I think submersible.
You know what? Yeah. For your audience listening, I'll say something really, really controversial.
Uh-oh.
The post office, the stamp and letter. Ooh, yeah, old technology.
Well, you know what? It's actually pretty efficient to use the old technology now. I mean, especially in the case of the post office, right? So the post office, if there's nobody there and everybody goes online, you're the only one standing in the physical post office. And it has kind of reduced the lines.
I love the post office. Are you kidding? I live by stamps. I have a bunch of forever stamps. You know what? They're not forever, but they're close enough.
So we're having a conversation because it looks like CNN... Okay, CNN broke this story yesterday, and everybody's talked about it. NPR's talked about it. You've probably heard about it on the local KDVR and the local Fox News and everybody else. But the U.S. nuclear program, the guys that actually launch missiles, right? You want to launch a nuclear missile. These are the guys that are supposedly defending us against the Russians. If they lose their minds and want to send us stuff, it's all still run on floppy disks. And it's anywhere from the 3.5, you know, to the 5.5-inch drives, or was it 5.25, right? That's up there. And according to a new report, and I'm going to find this report while we're doing this, but according to a new report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the U.S. GAO, which found that the Pentagon was still using 1970-era computing systems that require 8-inch floppy disk drives. I don't think I've ever seen an 8-inch. Have you seen an 8-inch floppy disk drive, Nate?
They are big. They're also, it's funny is that it's the size of diminishing returns, because the bigger the floppy disk, the less information it stores. It's kind of like LaserDisc versus DVD.
I'm sure there's an innuendo or some other kind of reference out there that we could make on that one, but I don't think we could pull that off on here, can we, Donnie?
What are you trying to say about a bunch of computer scientists making giant floppies? You know, I don't know. But, no, but, you know, Robert Noyce would be proud. No, but, you know, what's funny, though, think about the obvious thing here. The most obvious thing that you should be telling your listeners as a service to them is that the U.S. government runs its nuclear program on technology that's about 15 years older than the movie Terminator. So when you watch movies like Terminator and War Games, the computer in War Games that started a war is several times more advanced back then than the computers actually running the actual nuclear program. Think about that.
Yeah, first and foremost, there might be some listeners out there, because I had this conversation with my daughter. She sees movies or hears music, and she's like, you're really old. I'm not that old. I'm really not. But I guess in her world, I am. But she sees these things. So you hear about the movie War Games. This technology is so old. The technology that we're talking about right now predates the movie War Games by, what did you say, 15 years?
At least 15 years. And by the way, let's build the bridges. For anybody who doesn't know what Charles and I are talking about, if you've seen the movie Deadpool, there's a character called Teenage Negasonic.
And yep.
She chastises Deadpool because he's old, because he makes all these quotes. But by the end of the movie, she calls him cool. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to build bridges to the 80s and the 70s.
No, we're hopefully not building them on the backs of nuclear technology. This would be insane. I mean, so the news story goes on, and it's basically all of the scariest things: power plants, government agencies, probably three-letter government agencies. But you know, I hear about this all the time. When I was working at Boeing, we had legacy ground control systems for satellites in space that only ran on mainframe computers that you could only access using what's called a Waze terminal, which is an extremely thin client and all that other high-speed stuff. But the fact that they're doing this still, it doesn't frankly surprise me. I mean, the government has always been behind. You know, they're always holding on to the oldest technology.
Well, of course. I mean, in the report, the man says it works. I mean, think about this. Every single day you hear a story about HP or just the other day, LinkedIn or, you know, MasterCard, Visa. They're always getting their systems hacked because they're using non-proprietary systems built on technology that's frankly no more really advanced than your iPhone. But if you're using technology that's dirt old, that nobody can interface with, just physically no one can interface, guess what? No nuclear wars, no Skynet, no Armageddon.
So you're talking security... You're talking security by obscurity, or
security by mattress. Like,
this is
no one steals my money because I hide it under my bed. Oh wait, crap! I said that out loud.
No one steals my money because I convert it into, you know, insert old button collection here. I mean, this is crazy though. I mean, you know, it is a good thing. If Hillary had actually stored her emails on one of these servers, I bet you Guccifer wouldn't have gotten it.
Well, Guccifer would have done it, and you know what? You would have found like pictures that like Eisenhower or J. Edgar Hoover drew, like he did with the Bush pictures. No, wouldn't that be a find, wouldn't it? But you think about this for a second, though. The real egregious part of this isn't the fact that we're on floppy disks. It's the fact that it costs so much money. And let me put on my seed band tinfoil hat for a second, Charles.
Okay.
These reports usually come out when they're trying to sort of pre-bake the citizenry to accept a spending thrift. And we're at the end of the Obama administration. We're about to go into something, who knows? It could be anything. But
I see where you're about to go.
Yes. And what's happening is that, you know, you have this government, which has been incredibly tight with new technology companies, specifically companies like Google and Amazon. It wouldn't surprise me at all that we're in the beginning stages of a new bid to update the machines. And
no, I mean, That would make sense. I mean, technologically, there are government contractors that are out there right now that are salivating at the idea of the Fed dumping $60 million. Is it $60 million? Seems like so little, because you know they're not the only ones that are broken. Was it billion? Is it 60? Let me see if I can find it. But it is $60 billion. It's $60 billion with a B. So they want to drop $60 billion with a B into this program. They want to put money into updating the systems. And that sounds like a great idea until you get, the scared factor of this is what's running the U.S. nuclear defense program. This is what's running portions of the VA. This is what's running portions of several three-letter government agencies and the ones with the really long and obscure names to them. Like, did you know there was an actual Office of Thrift Management?
Really? The government's thrifty about anything?
No.
But there's been peripheral notices about this, too. Last June, there was a story that the government spent tens of millions of dollars updating Windows XP machines. XP. Seriously, I mean, come on, at least get 7, right? But no, you know, the idea that the government would want to just sort of update things. My question is this. Charles, you run a server from home. You're just like Hillary. You know exactly what you're doing.
Unlike Hillary, I actually know what I'm doing to run my own server.
Hey, if we got 10 years of jokes about Bush choking on a pretzel, then we're going to get a few good years about Hillary and her server.
Look, oh, man, this is going to be great. You know, she wiped it with a cloth. You know, we could take this down for till 2025. This will be good.
Oh, God, I wish George Carlin were alive. But seriously, so there's going to be some downtime. Look, everybody's talking about this. There's a lot of signaling that we're about to be upgraded with a new machine. Who mm-hmm. knows what's going to happen? I know it's the waste that should bother people more than anything, but it makes me wonder how much waste there is and where the money's really going.
If you guys are just joining, Nathan Evans and I are just having a conversation about the U.S. nuclear program, archaic technology within our government, $60 billion getting ready to be spent on upgrading it, or at least that's what they're hoping for. If you're just joining, this is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. If you've got a question, 303-632-4160. Number again, 303-632-4160 will get you involved in the conversation. Now, Nate, the problem is going to be which technology. We've seen the advances, and like you said, yeah, now no one can hack these machines. No one can go after them because the last 10 people that know how to use most of this technology are currently the only ones running it, right? They're the only ones available, and if this person kicks the bucket, they lose everything. But upgrading to new technology, that's not always the answer. It's buggy. It's untested. It's untrue. It's like, yeah, let's jump all the way to the brand new bus when this bus over here is still running and we know it's functional. We know it'll get us to where we want to go, but we don't know what the new tech's going to do.
Well, hear me out. Do you remember the movie? Okay, here's another the callback. Do you remember Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Not the new one. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was totally unrecalled.
The better one?
Yeah, we don't talk about the new one. It doesn't.
As Dottie says, the better one.
The only good one. The only good one. But at the end with Arnold, before his eyes bugged out, he became a mutant, or mm-hmm. the three-breasted chick. But the other cool thing about the movie was the fact that this machine was made on this ancient technology that apparently, if you put your hand into it, it terraformed Mars. And clearly, it was operated by a three-digit alien thing. Yet, when he put his hand in it, it still worked. So, if the technology still works and it's compatible, then I'm cool with it. But if it's proprietary and you need to use all this proprietary crap, and if it makes it harder to use, then I'm not okay with it. I mean, clearly, the floppy disks are still whirring away. They're still clicking. But if it's going to be like some Amazon Prime thing where you have to subscribe every month so you can, like, not have a nuclear war,
that
I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the world we live in because, again, someone somewhere has probably seen this thing coming. I remember we all remember the scramble that happened when it came down to what was it, Y2K. Right? When that scramble happened, everybody was losing it. Like, oh my goodness. But you knew someone somewhere was actually out there coming up with a plan to fix this, to move around it. And yeah, I do remember when they were like, hey, we're going to spend $20 million upgrading Windows XP. And everybody said, you know, this might actually work. We might actually be able to pull this off. And now we're back at it where we've got systems from the late 70s, probably the 60s, all talking in a language that nobody uses anymore. It's kind of crazy. And you know, we've got to go to break, Nate, so we'll pick that one back up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk 1690. We'll be right back.
SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Donald Trump says he will wait to debate the official Democratic nominee and not debate Bernie Sanders. In a statement, Trump says it seems inappropriate that he would debate the second-place finisher. Sanders' campaign released a statement reiterating its interest in its candidate, debating the presumptive Republican nominee. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning for the entire South Carolina coast. Tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere in the warning area within 36 hours. About 2 to 4 inches of rain are expected to fall over parts of coastal Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And Texas has elevated the alert level of its state operations center as severe storms and possible flooding could affect parts of that state through the Memorial Day weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow by 45 points, the NASDAQ rose 32, the S&P advanced 9, oil at $49.56 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The Colorado Business Roundtable brings you Connect and Collaborate weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. here on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 a.m. Hear from key leaders in Colorado's business community advocating for proactive business policies that strengthen the economy and help business grow and thrive in Colorado, as well as helping to make Colorado the best place to live now and for generations to come. Connect and Collaborate weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 and MoneyTalk1690.com. As the school year draws to a close, so many parents are wondering how they will help their kids occupy their time without the influence of TV, video games, and the internet. This year, STEM Scouts is proud to partner with Colorado Adventure Point to provide a STEM Adventure Academy to all girls and boys in grades 1 through 8. For a limited time, our chief bargain hunter is featuring a half-priced camper tuition to the STEM Scouts Adventure Camp, located right here in Denver. This camp is a week-long day camp that combines classes that will teach your child practical application of scientific concepts with age-appropriate activities, but it's not all classroom time. With STEM Scouts, campers will also enjoy rock climbing, archery, and more in their 20,000-square-foot Colorado Adventure Point facility. Camp tuitions available are for any 1st through 8th grade girl or boy. To purchase, visit summercampbargains.com or just click the Bargain Hunter link on 710knus.com or krks.com. Again, that's summercampbargains.com, summercampbargains.com.
Financial words of wisdom with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
Staying out of the market is the most dangerous thing you can do for your financial future.
If you continue to spend like a drunken sailor, you're going to run out of money. That's the reality. This is not poker. This is your financial future.
It's helpful financial food for thought on your drive home with a host who tells it like it is. Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Weeknights at 6 on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. Now, back to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Right on. Welcome back. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690. My guest, Nathan Evans, and I are talking about old technology running even older technology, and some of it is now responsible for protecting you and I. And now Nathan brings up a great point that it looks like they're all just kind of stirring the pot so that when that big $60 billion of spending comes out, that nobody's really surprised. So they're just kind of priming the pump, as it were. If you are just joining, this is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show, 303-632-4160. I'll get you on. I'll get you through. You can also reach us over on charlestendell.com. You can get in on the podcast. Please subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. That's a great way to show how the show is doing. Send me an email, hacked@charlestendell.com. Go to your favorite app store, download the 1690 KDMT app from your favorite app store, and get connected. You can text, listen to the show live there as well. You know, I think I'm going to build a page on my website where I was like, you want to get involved in the show? Go to charlestendell.com/whatever. And get all of this information, because that's a lot to say. What do you think, Donnie? Is that a good idea? I lost Donnie. Donnie's asleep. Anyway.
Donnie's asleep.
Donnie was asleep. Wake up, Donnie. Nathan, are you still there, at least?
I'm here.
Blew it. I don't know.
Oh. What?
You're talking about a Facebook page.
I was talking about a Facebook page. I was talking about a couple of other things, and then I found out that my producer was asleep. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, welcome back. So, Nathan, old tech running even older tech, but you say you'd be okay with running on the old tech as or upgrading to the new tech as long as it's tested, it's efficient, it's actually something that's going to work, and we're not paying $60 billion a year on developing this tech.
Are you saying that, that we should demand that our new technology be safe, efficient, faster, better, safer? Oh, no. No, I want it to be crappy and hackable. No.
Well, wait. I mean, the government puts out great quality stuff. I mean, look at the original Obamacare website. That functions so amazingly.
Well, that was Canadian. You know, it's funny. I want to steer people to something that predates even me, an old fogey like me. I want people to go and look at the movie Failsafe, which came out in 1964, and eventually I think they created a version with George Clooney, but that was a disaster.
Okay, you've gone too far back for even me at that point. Failsafe?
Okay. Failsafe is a great movie. It was directed by the incredible Sidney Lumet. It starred Walter Matthau. Black and white. It was, I want to say it was formed live, but that may be the George Clooney one, but you can never tell with George Clooney.
Right.
But basically the idea is that these planes zip around the world, and it's as a, you know, the concept of us having nukes and them having nukes is called mutually assured destruction.
Assured destruction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't mess with me or else I'll mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a glitch. There's a glitch on one of the planes, and the plane is ordered to attack Moscow. And so the president is very tense. They have to say, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. President, over at Russia, whoever he was, fake president, if we bomb Moscow, then we'll also bomb Washington. So we're
mm-hmm.
sorry. And you can tell how it is. But even though it's a glitch, they can't stop it. And anyone who's ever seen the show Little Britain, raise your hand if you have Little Britain. Not that old. Little Britain. There's a very famous skit on the show where one of the quote-unquote ladies says, computer says no. And so what it is we become slaves to technology. And if you've ever been into a DMV or a Blockbuster video or any place with stupid people, then you'll know that all you do is read off the screen. Like just put the computer on the phone. The computer's nicer than you are, you know? But they just read the computer. It's like Sigourney Weaver's character in
Galaxy Quest. Galaxy
yeah.
Quest. I have
yeah.
one job on this stupid ship.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
so that,
I'm
wait.
A little nerdier than you. I got one job on this ship. It's stupid.
Exactly. So you actually got the quote right. I'm sorry.
You know, I am old. But no, that's what it is. They just read the computer. So if human beings are the weak point, if they're the failsafe, then get them out of there. And my thing is this.
Wait a minute. Now, see, that's I wouldn't. There are some things that I would not replace a human with a computer with. I mean, there's just some things that yeah, let's put the technology further into harm's way. You know, let's have human drone pilots. But if we take the human out of a lot of these, then we end up with Skynet. Okay, we end up with technology that is run by other technology that. I'm sorry, cats like Guccifer are going to pick up on, they're going to get into, you know, the computers rule the world and we rule computers, so what's going to happen?
But here's the thing, though, Charles. The people that made the mainframes, and I assume tubes, that went into the computers back in the government, they weren't people who just shopped off shelf. These are people who created the computer system. This
yeah, they were building. They were the original real hackers. I understand. And they've built purpose-built hardware. And it's going to be very difficult to replace purpose-built hardware with COTS or commercial off-the-shelf hardware that's going to have the same design. But maybe it's time to actually reevaluate that design instead of just kind of pumping more money into this already broken thing.
No, I agree with you. I think I'm completely on the board that we should get rid of this old stuff. But a cautionary tale, allow me. Washington unveiled the Martin Luther King Jr. exhibit a couple years
mm-hmm.
back. And a lot of money got poured into this thing. And when it came out, it looked like garbage. But more importantly, they got his quotes wrong. And you have to say, and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, what is it that we can't get one of the most quotable human beings and we get his actual quote right before we chisel it onto the stone? And then there was a stamp. You see where I'm going with this? There's
mm-hmm.
a stamp that came up, speaking of the post office, with Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou, again, one of the most quotable poets of our generation.
Uh-huh.
She's famous for one thing, writing. They got someone else's quote on the stamp. You got one job is to fact check. And that's the state of government now.
But was that a human being? Was that a human being, or was that a piece of technology? That's the million dollar question.
Clearly a human being. But my point is, that's the type of fact checking we have now. It's somebody else's responsibility. And if your job is to lay the pipe, and their job is to screw in the widgets, and their job is to tighten the pipe, and someone else's job is to do this, and someone else's, then you have a trail of excuses that leads to inefficiency. And when you look at the way the government works now, when you particularly look at the way they spend, if they can expand their worker base and they can expand the money base, then they will turn that $60 billion into $120 billion because they're, quote-unquote, they need it now because, of course, it costs more. So I'm all for replacing waste, replacing ancient technology, but let's use this opportunity to make it smart and efficient. Because the last time they did this, the last time they actually upgraded everything globally was the medical system. And read about it.
We saw how much of a nightmare that was.
Well, incompatible systems, nothing worked. It turns out they still use fax machines.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. The only way an upgrade or anything like this works, and if you've ever seen it in a corporate environment, you've ever seen it in an enterprise or seen these people do it, they always do it like this. I mean, I've seen one company in my years, in my almost 20 years of experience in IT and technology, I've only ever seen one company that took advantage of the opportunity and actually upgraded everything at once. There's always either a budget constraint, there's always either, you know, a technology compatibility thing, but they planned out this upgrade years in advance. And to upgrade across the board on every government system, I mean, I was talking to Dee just the other day. Like, she didn't realize this. Most 911 call centers aren't compatible with each other. So the technology has been broken and patched and put together. There's no standard. So before we can do or spend $60 billion a year, it does actually say $60 billion a year, okay, and on operating costs to operate and maintain these out-of-date technologies, they're asking for this, right? Instead of going after this, where's the plan? I don't want to be, you know, we are the people, and I know a lot of people...
Money will fix it, right?
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges, right?
We don't need a plan.
But that's what I'm saying. Like we need an exit strategy. We need somebody that's looking at what they've got, that understands all the technology, not even all of the technology, but someone that has actually gone through large technological migrations to be able to spearhead this. Why is there not a national CISO? Didn't they just try and develop a national CISO or something like that?
Okay, first of all, what you're asking government to do, Charles, is to put aside a long-standing system of hyperbole, bluster, inefficiency, and lack of central planning, and to go with someone and a company, or presumably to go with a model that makes sense, is inefficient. Not an election year, my friend. No. You're going to see a gross incompetence, gross overspending, over budget. I mean, these people take $10 billion to make a jet.
Okay.
And you could go down to Best Buy and spend $4 and buy a flash drive that does what this stuff does.
Well, Nate, we've got to go to a break, man. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep this one going because this is really interesting stuff. This is Hack, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk 1690. I'm talking to Nathan Evans. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
After 35 years in law enforcement, I thought I'd seen it all and survived it all. I had witnessed firsthand how the scourge of alcohol destroyed lives and families, leaving only heartbreak and suffering in its wake. Yet even armed with that knowledge, I was not immune to the manner in which alcohol crept into my own life, slowly drawing me away from all that I loved to the point where the urge to drink became the only constant. Promises made in the morning to quit, to stop, quickly faded when the sun went down. I tried a number of solutions, from 12 steps to healthcare intervention, but none of it worked. And then I found Go Sober. The cravings ended almost immediately. The follow-up care reintroduced me to a life I thought was gone forever. I've rediscovered the joy of living. The sadness is gone. If you or someone you love is ready to fight alcohol and get your life back on track, you owe it to yourself to include Go Sober in your battle plan.
Call Go Sober at 303-827-4837 or go to their website, gosober.org.
The birds are singing, the blossoms are blooming, and the Colorado sun is bringing springtime to our Rocky Mountains, which means the sweltering, unforgiving misery of another hot summer is just around the corner. Don't wait until the mercury hits 90 plus degrees. You know it's coming. Now is the time to get your cooling system checked and serviced by Steel T. Now is the time because right now, Steel T will waive your trip charge for your service call. That's a $69 value. And if you are one of the sweaty few that have put off installing air conditioning for your home, this is the perfect time. Or if it's time to replace that old, inefficient, energy-sucking air conditioner, Steel T can install a brand new Carrier system, which is so energy efficient, it will save you hundreds of dollars a year over your old unit. And because of its high demand, Steel T has just extended their service to include Saturdays at no additional cost to you. So now you can get the Steel T Trust 6 days a week. Steel T is owned and operated by Steve and Chris Reister, and this family-owned business has been doing business in Denver since 1979. Call Steel T at 303-761-9276 or visit them at steelt.com. That's S-T-E-E-L-T. Steel T, the T stands for trust.
We now return to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Now, the funniest thing about this whole coming back and the music that's going on is if you're watching over on Facebook, I'm actually dancing. Because this is one of the songs that are actually on the playlist. You can get the playlist for the show over on charlestendell.com. Click on the About, and in there is a Spotify playlist that has all of the music that you'll probably hear on this show going out or coming in. This show being Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. I'm talking to Nathan Evans about old technology, new technology, things moving around, and this crazy idea that $60 billion a year is a smart number to be spending on patching old hardware. If you've got a question, 303-632-4160 will get you on and get you involved in the conversation. Or, as previously mentioned, go over to charlestendell.com, do some looking around, fill out one of the contact forms, or shoot me an email, hacked@charlestendell.com. Or download the 1690 KDMT app from your favorite app store and send me a text message directly to the show. I will hopefully get to all of those things. And if I miss your email this week, don't worry. I will either respond to you directly, personally, via email. But if you are out there and you did get scammed one way or another, I'm gonna help you. I apologize. Just a lot of crazy things going on in the cybersecurity world. So, Nate, right before the break, we were talking about upgrading technology. We were talking about all this different stuff, and you sent me that movie during the break, and that's fantastic. I'm gonna have to check that one out. But my wife reminded me of something. The medical records, the technology between a private sector company, big difference between them in the United States when it became federalized, for lack of a better term, and it became a mandate, became law that certain things needed to be happen, and the government was moving it all around. It broke. Well, Banfield, if you're not familiar with who Banfield is the PetSmart people, the animal hospital within PetSmart. I can get real-time medical records from Colorado to literally anywhere in the continental United States, and if not the world, on my dog, okay? I can get her medical records instantaneously, accurately, and actually have conversations with my old doctor, wherever it was the last place she was seen versus where I am now, better than getting my wife's medical records. Like, we had to have her medical records sent at one point, and they were like, no, we don't have a way to interface with anyone else, but we can fax, and then we call the new place. Well, we don't have a fax machine. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I've worked in the medical industry before, and I got to tell you something. Up until very recently, your audience would be shocked and amazed at how prevalent fax machines still are. And because for some reason they exist because they're entrenched. It's sort of like phone lines. It's sort of like fiber optic lines. I mean, they are part of our life. You know, they are part of the system that was laid down. Like, you know, but every once in a while, you know, a small city or municipality will find out the water pipes have lead in them. Oh, darn.
Or the
buildings will have asbestos, you know, because we learn things and we get better. I mean, sure, it keeps you warm, but goodbye lungs. You know, or guess what? Well, you're not going to have any kids.
Well, I mean, this is all technology that was at its prime when it was being utilized. It was cutting edge technology. But like you and I, okay, you, me, Donnie, and most of the people at the studio, we all do this, right? We have like better. Let's just drop it down to literally covering everyone. Every couple of years, you get a new phone, right?
I guess.
Well, most people, every couple of years.
Yes, of course. Let me throw my iPhone away. Okay, I need.
Right. Oh, iPhone. And I know. You and I have talked about the different iterations of the upgrades. Does it blend?
Yeah.
Right. But the technology that's in these systems, these don't get upgraded, right? They don't. They are used how they are. When I was at a very large government contractor that probably wouldn't like me putting them out. But when I was at this particular place, they had procedures, right? Procedures where the date on the procedure was still like 1970 something. Yeah, they were still doing it that way because one, it worked, it wasn't broken, and they were just it hadn't broke, the systems were running, and instead of upgrading them or patching or changing or doing anything else with them, they just taught people how to use them. And that developed over the years. We can't just switch off of these old machines. We can't just change them.
Well, here's what will happen. What will happen is your dog's medical record will get switched with your wife, and next thing you know, chemical castration, you know, because the human won't read the right thing, because humans have to be trained to use things that they're not familiar with. And the systems that are in place with the U.S. government for the nuclear code, so to speak, you know, when those things were installed, Nixon hadn't been impeached. So this is a long time ago. I mean, you have to make it make sense to people chronologically.
Right, but do we want a more efficient, better connected way to launch nuclear weapons?
I was thinking about that, and the Terminator movies are pretty good. Except when they're not. And one is great, two is a masterpiece, three, but everything after two, even the bad Terminator movies, always have one scene that makes sense. And the last Terminator movie was Terminator Genesis. And the movie was no good, but it did have a cool scene in it. And the scene was, and it didn't make sense to me at the time, but it makes sense now, is that the government decided to upgrade to an operating system that connected, and I quote, the world's computers, social media, and weapon systems.
All into this one room. See, that's the thing, right? Do we really want the ability? Do we want to give someone the opportunity to be able to launch a nuclear strike from their phone? On one hand, we're arguing about Hillary Clinton's email and how insecure her particular server was and how bad that could potentially be, right? And how she was dumping state secrets somewhere. But yeah, I accidentally sent a text message to this machine over here that got interpreted as a command, and yeah, I nuked Russia. That's a bad day for anybody.
Here's what's going to happen. President Trump is accidentally going to tweet a dick pic to Vladimir Putin. He's going to be upset. And the next thing you know, chaos, cats and dogs living together. But think about this. Technology doesn't help us. It doesn't make us better. It just makes us more efficient at being stupid. And so if you're stupid now, then you're just going to be stupid faster. You're not going to be smarter. It's going to correct your mistakes. If you can't spell linguine, it'll spell tortini. We have all had the cases where technology is there to help us. It's there to help us with spacing. It's there to help us with driving. I mean, Google, their entire MO for driving cars, 100%, is that you can't trust people. I mean, we've said this before.
No, their entire MO for having the self-driving cars is so that they can send you ads and actually know where you're going and sell you more efficient stuff.
But I'm saying, but the way they're selling it is that people are bad drivers, and they've always made this big ha-ha. Oh, but, you know, it's never been into an accident. If it is, it's not the car's fault. Well, they were forced to admit that wasn't true. Because the cars get in accidents all the time because of the people. The people will make the mistake. Computers aren't perfect. They're stupid. I mean, we're not talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about system codes. We're talking about,
They do what they're told, but see, even still, though, there is great technology that makes it extremely easy for people to do better at what it is they're doing. There is technology that makes our lives easier. I mean, autopilot. Let's look at, you know, okay, I've got buddies who were wounded in combat. Okay, I've got friends that when we were in Iraq lost legs. The technology that's in his prosthetic leg allows it to be more closer attached to him, allows it to be more an extension of him as opposed to in a replacement appendage. You know, the banking system is more efficient. Well, ish. You know, now you can know when you're losing money almost instantaneously.
But this is a good example because what you're talking about when it comes to pilots is called psychometer skills. And what that means is that it's sort of a marriage between the meta and the metal, that the person can feel the machine. You know, people who drive manual cars report on this. They can feel it. They can sense it.
Yeah.
They become one with the machine. The problem is that when you train for that sort of scenario, for example, airline pilots and everything, and absolutely, automatic pilot has made flying much safer, but the pilot's still there. And in the case of, you know, the most famous case was Captain Sully Sullenberger. And when he did that maneuver that saved all those people in the bay, not only did he not train for it, Charles, he couldn't have trained for it because
he could.
The machine didn't allow for it.
I understand he couldn't have trained for it because it was the technology was in his way, and there's no way to actually, yeah, let's go out and test scenarios where I land a plane on the Hudson. No, but he could feel it. That's
yes,
the thing. We've developed technology that is yes, meant to make that feeling go away where it's no longer necessary to be able to interact with something like that, but we shouldn't fear technology. We should learn to feel our technology.
I am 100% with you, as long as there's someone there to pull the plug, you know?
But, as long as there's an override, yeah.
Well, then you have the case of another famous movie, The Manchurian Candidate, where eventually the person becomes the complicity. And that scenario we see all the time. And then hopefully we didn't see it just last week with that Egyptian plane, but how do you take down a plane? You become a suicide bomb, you know? Eventually you become the weapon. I mean, if someone's out to get you, they're going to get you. And let's be clear here, when it comes to weaponized failures, the United States has a zero defect rate when it comes to nuclear mishaps as far as weaponized technology. It hasn't happened.
Now, what do you mean? We have a zero mishap rate. What do you mean? That we've never accidentally blown one up?
We've never accidentally nuked a country. And, you know, whoops, sorry about that. But then again, no one else has either. I mean, we live in a world with dangerous people inside, outside. And yet, since Hiroshima, which, you know, has been in the news lately, we've never had an incident. Never. Never, never, never when it comes to weaponized. We've had some civilian mishaps with Three Mile Island and, you know, and Russia, but Fukushima, but it's never happened in the weaponized front. I mean, every Tom Clancy book is about a nuclear bomb in a suitcase, but it's never happened. It's never happened. So I just hope that when they do replace this stuff, they don't throw out the baby with the floppy disks. And they say, what has been working? Because clearly something's been working.
And that's what I'm saying.
Working? This thing isn't connected to the Internet. You know, that might be it. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Is not connected to the Internet. It isn't necessarily have to have the greatest updates, but there's only a certain number of ways to flip a switch. You can't just, you know, it's not how it works. You know, there's only a certain number of directions you can go, but that's the older technology is still working. It's still there. It's still good. It still has its perks. We need someone governing or managing or looking at these things and saying, hey, what's an efficient way to do this? And there are guys. There's not a young guy over there now.
Well, think about this. A couple years ago, they did an audit about what happened during Hurricane Katrina with the levees, right, in New Orleans. And they determined it was shoddy engineering. And
it wasn't shoddy engineering. They told them flat out, hey, this is not designed for this. This was built hastily. This is not meant for this. This was not designed to do what you're about to ask it to do. And, you know, Nate, I want to keep going. I want to do all of this with you because you and I could sit and just go off with all these different things, right?
We've done it before.
But would you believe it? We're almost out of time, so I want people to get to know you and know how to contact you. So where can they get more information on Pop Zera? Go quick.
Oh, Hillary Clinton at HillaryClinton.com. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. No, I want their emails to actually get to me. No. You can reach me or my fabulous colleagues, including once in a while Charles Tindall, at popzara.com. That's P-O-P, Z like zebra, A-R-A.com. Look for the giant green dinosaur. You just want to hug him. And I assume I'll be back on the show at some point to rant and rave.
So. Oh, we'll do it. Don't worry. Nate, you've been a fantastic guest, man. Thank you so much. Everybody out there listening, this has been Hacked, the Charles Tindall Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. Go to the website, charlestindall.com. Let's get connected. See you tomorrow or Monday.